Welcome to The Conversation. The Conversation. A space to share the art of an interview.
Como si fuese última, besó a su mujer como si fuese última, y a cada hijo suyo.
On today's voice, we'll be talking to the voice that you're listening to now as part of this cycle of interviews. We'll be talking about not only music, but about it's an exhibition about we talked about this on the show Fábricas Recuperadas, but actually the name of the presentation, the name of the exhibition is Ghost Factories or something like that. We've got Melina Otero, who's part of this project, and she's the voice you're listening to in the background. Melina, thank you for coming.
For having me.
Well, Melina, why don't you tell me about the whole project, I mean, the whole exhibition in a nutshell? I mean, it involves history, recent history, it involves plastic arts, it involves music.
Yes, it involves every piece of art you can imagine. I always like that, like the combination of every art. I always thought as art as one thing.
Yeah,
we studied separately, but... Mm-hmm. It's a whole thing,
yeah.
So, in this exhibition, what we will see is a factory and lots and lots of paintings with lots and lots of techniques.
Mm-hmm.
There's no gallery here. There is a situation.
There's no gallery, so it's a
situation.
It's a concept.
It's a concept, exactly.
Okay. Okay, the concept obviously is making reference to our recent history here in Argentina, which are many of the factories that went bankrupt.
Yes, absolutely.
20 years ago. And the epic fight of many of the workers of those factories that resisted their sources of income going extinct. And they run the factories themselves.
Yes, not in this case. In this case, well, that's what's happening more or less right now. But in this case, it's about factories that they don't work anymore. You know?
Okay.
It's like, it's a ghost factory.
Okay.
It's closed.
It's closed. Okay. So I mixed that up. It's not Fábrica Recuperada. It's nothing to do with that.
No.
Not really. So it's a ghost factory.
It's an empty factory.
Exactly. Okay. Sorry about that.
After that, it became a required factory.
Okay. So we're talking about the period before.
Yes, exactly.
Okay, there you go.
Yes. So Francisca Capria, who's the artist, the main idea of this, after the economic impact in 2001.
Well, we've got several.
No? Yes, well, especially that one. That was like
the breaking point. The economic meltdown.
Yes.
Yeah.
And she started... doing a research about these factories in Ciudadela.
Mm-hmm. There were loads of them in the western area of the Greater Buenos Aires. Loads of these factories.
And she started taking pictures, and many years later she says, "I want to do a concept about this."
Mm-hmm.
So she started taking things, you know, like clothes and...
Clothes, like uniforms, like the working clothes of the workers.
Exactly. Every piece of... everything you can imagine.
Tools, machines.
Everything. And she went to her atelier.
Mm-hmm, yeah. Her workshop.
Workshop. And she made this. It's about more or less 30 artworks.
30 artworks using actual stuff from the factories.
Exactly.
What can we see, for example? I mean, describe something. I mean, one of the pieces.
One of the pieces is... there's no one piece. You know, that's the deal. It's a whole. There's no one piece. There's
The whole
of it.
Where is it being held? I mean, where is it taking place? It's
taking place in Ciudadela.
Mm-hmm.
Cultural center. No, it's a factory.
Oh no, very suitable.
Yeah, that's because it's a concept. Mm. The address is Alcina 559 in Ciudadela, and it's there on October 12th.
Until October the 12th.
Yes.
And this is no longer a factory. It's an old factory.
No, it's a factory.
It's a factory. What do they manufacture?
Resort.
Ah, okay. Okay. Springs. They manufacture springs, and is it a recovered factory run by the workers, or is it a regular factory?
I'm not sure about this.
Okay. But so, I mean, they provided the premises.
Yes.
Very, very nice.
We went there and said, we want to do this project. And they say, cool.
And what's your involvement in this?
Well,
how do you get involved in this project?
With music, of course. So I went one day to another exhibition of this artist, and she said to me, I want you to sing some songs.
Mm-hmm.
So I arranged a couple of songs, and there was this song that I always wanted to do, Construction.
Which is this one.
Yes, it's
we are. It's this song that we are listening on the background. The song that Marina always wanted to do is you said the name is Construcción.
Yes.
And it's by
Chico Buarque.
Yeah, of course.
It was a big deal for me. I always liked the song, but it was a really big song. I was like afraid of the song, mm-hmm. and I wanted to hear something. I want to do this. Mm-hmm. So it was a small thing. I have a friend who played the guitar. I sung that song, and then, like a week later, she said to me, the artist, I love it. We should do this.
And how does the song appears in the presentation, in the exhibition?
Well,
you're performing live, there is a recording.
There's a performing live.
There's a live performance.
Yes.
You on your own or with other musicians?
With one musician, Paulo Karurevich, mm-hmm. who plays the guitar.
Okay.
And the thing is this, you will go to the factory and you will appreciate the whole package. Mm-hmm. It's a feeling.
It's not like a museum that you.
No,
I mean, you have to be at a certain time and absorb the entire experience.
Well, you have to be at 19 hours. Yeah, at 7 p.m.
Okay.
And you will experience, you know, the artwork and the music at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what we want you to mm-hmm. see. You know.
What other people are involved in addition to and to the musicians, to the artists? You've got, I mean.
We have the producer mm-hmm. Silvana D'Onofrio, who helped us in this mm-hmm. whole thing. You know, it's one thing to be an artist, another thing is to produce mm-hmm. what you want to. And there's also Nick Yardito, who made a video. And that's it. That's all of us performing
okay.
about this.
And what about you? I mean, how first? How do you speak English so well?
Well, I've studied English when I was little.
Okay, but you didn't live abroad. Did you study abroad or anything?
I've studied abroad like a month in London.
Okay.
And I was there.
And you're a musician by training.
I study music.
Of course, but you train as a musician.
Yes,
educated as a musician.
Yes,
In which area specifically?
Teaching,
harmony?
No, yes, harmony.
Okay.
Composition, arrangement. Okay,
conservatorio, music school,
yes,
as we call
school.
Here.
Yes,
okay.
Exactly.
And what's your area of interest? Your area of interest? Popular music, classical
music? Yeah,
popular music.
I do classical music. I like it. Mm-hmm. It's not my passion. I would say I'm all into pop music, you know, jazz, blues, soul, funk.
Singing always.
Singing, always singing. I play piano, but I do it to myself.
To learn songs.
Yes,
I mean,
of course,
to look for sounds.
A tool, you know.
Yeah. yeah. No. Not to perform.
No.
I understand. Well, Melina, why don't you share with us like a website or a Facebook page or an Instagram account, something we can share with the listeners for people to actually see it. I'm sure that there's somewhere where they can see some images, some photographs of this.
Yes, there is the Instagram of the plastic artist, Francisca Capria.
Francisca Capria.
Or Taller de Francis.
Taller de?
Francis. Yeah.
Okay. Francisca Capria would
be. Yeah, it's much better.
Francisca Capria, very Italian name.
Yes, absolutely.
Just look up Francisca Capria, and you'll be able to find some images of what we've been discussing for the past 10 minutes.
There's also my Instagram, meli.otero.
Mm-hmm.
And you can search for the documentary on YouTube, Fabricas Fantasmas.
That'd be even better. There's a YouTube clip available.
Yes.
Fábricas Fantasmas, that would be Ghost Factories, and you can find that on YouTube. Well, Melina, the best of luck. Thank you very much for joining us today. Very interesting. And well, we invite everybody to learn a little more about this on YouTube or Instagram.
Y tropezó en el cielo cual se oye esa música.
It was Melina Otero, musician, part of the Fábricas Fantasmas Ghost Factories project and exhibition that is starting in Ciudadela, Western Buenos Aires, these days.